This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
So every Saturday morning we take one or two verses of Surah Al-Hujurat and we just try to cover it and try to understand the application of these ayat and how we understand them in our own personal perspectives. First of all is that today the ayah that we are covering inshallah is ayah number 15. But ayah number 15 is connected to ayah number 14, which we talked about last week. Throughout Surah Al-Hujurat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been talking about community ethics, community matters, community affairs. But in ayah number 14, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he sort of switches gears, and now he is talking about iman. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in last week's verse, he said, قالت الأعراب آمنا. This is the verse that where you had a handful of people, a certain group of people in Medina who made this very bold claim that we have iman. And last week, I remember I gave you the example of a car. When you say, I have iman, meaning that you have the entire package. But iman has so many branches, and this is a very bold claim that a person makes. And two things I shared with you last week from that ayah. Number one is that a person, when he says, he makes a claim, then you have to understand that that is a very big claim and you have to back up your claim. A person who says, I have iman, that implies that you have the entire package. And many of us, we may not even have the whole package. We may have some aspects of iman, some shades of iman, but we don't have the entire goal, the entire picture or the entire package of iman. Number two is that because iman is something to do with the heart. And when it comes to community, we always tend to compare ourselves to others. We always believe that I'm better than others. And yes, there should be some kind of competition. Competition, healthy competition is good. وَفِي ذَٰلِكَ فَلْيَتَنَافَسِ الْمُتَنَافِسُونَ However, when it comes to judging others, we cannot judge anyone. We cannot judge anyone. We cannot pass a judgment regarding anyone. Why? Because judgment is based on taqwa. Taqwa is a matter of the heart, and all matters of the heart is something that is only in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now the question still begs that if I understand that I cannot make such bold claims, and I understand I cannot judge anyone, but what is iman? And this is where the next verse comes into the picture, ayah number 15. Allah says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ Those people, indeed, those are the ones. When Allah says, إِنَّمَا, it is used for hasar, meaning that it is exclusively these people who have iman. And what does that mean? It implies that when you make a claim of anything, Allah will test us on that. When a person makes a claim that I am good with others, because once again, this ayah is where? In Surah Al-Hujurat. A surah about community ethics. When a person makes this claim that I am very good with everyone, I respect everyone, I dignify everyone, then this claim will be put to test. When a person says, I'm a very thankful person to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I've said this before, how often does it happen in our lives when things are going very well? We say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the best of providers. But Allah, then He will put that claim to test. Sometimes Allah will put us in a situation that Allah will test where is our iman. A person who says that I do such and such good, Allah will always put to test. Why? Because this is what iman is. Iman is something that Allah will test us. We are living a life where our iman is always going to be tested. It is a battle between us and shaitan. And shaitan will always try to come and deceive us. And we are clinging to our iman, clinging to our faith, because wallahi, that is the only thing that is the ticket to Jannah. Why? Because anytime you study the Quran, when Jannah is promised to those who have iman. That is the key thing. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ These are the people who have faith in Allah and His Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. See, brothers and sisters, one is faith that, you know, verbally you believe in it. From your heart you believe in it. But when our backs are against the wall, like right now, I said this yesterday in my khutbah too, how many people are coming right now? And they're saying that what is happening in Gaza, What is there any explanation in this matter? Why is this happening? Why is Allah doing this? Why does Allah, you know, just destroy these people and so forth? And wallahi, I wish I had the answer. I wish we all had the answer. We all are looking for answers. But you see, this is what faith is. When Allah says that those, the believers, are those who have faith in Allah, this is what faith in Allah means. It does not only mean that when things are going well and we have trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it means that even in difficult circumstances like this, when we see our brothers and sisters being slaughtered in Gaza, may Allah aid them and support them and give them izzah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy the zalimun. But what we see happening there right now, this is a test of faith. For them, this is there's a test. For us, there's a test also. So we have to always, no matter what the situation is, we always put our trust in Allah. We put our faith in Allah. Faith is something that it may not make sense to us, but we got to put our faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the words of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and usually in times like these, what may happen? There may be some doubt. Doubt may creep into the hearts and the minds of the people. So what happens? Allah says, ثُمَّ لَمْ يَرْتَابُوا. The signs of these people is that they don't doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no ambiguity that creeps into their heart. The وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِمْ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. And a sign of these people is that, so one is from a spiritual perspective, they believe in Allah. They have faith in the Prophet ﷺ. They don't have any doubts. But physically, what do? وَجَاهَدُوا بِأَمْوَالِهِمْ وَأَنفُسِهِم فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ. See, Islam is a complete package. One is belief, one is spirituality, one is physicality. You have to show physically that what you believe in. So Allah says, these are the people that they strive with their wealth and they strive with their lives in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah then says, أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الصَّادِقُونَ. I'll finish on this. Allah says that these are the people who are truthful. Now a person may ask, here we're talking about striving in the cause of Allah, striving with your wealth, striving with your life. We're talking about belief and spirituality. Where did truthfulness come into the picture? Truthfulness comes into the picture because a person who claims to believe in Allah, a person who claims that I will give my life for Allah, a person who claims that I will believe in Rasulullah, a person who claims that I will give everything I have for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when a person makes all these claims and Allah puts this person through all these different circumstances, and there is no better example than all the anbiya in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Every single prophet went through challenges. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam went through the most amount of challenges, and what did they do at the end? They demonstrated that they are truthful in their words. They made a claim and they backed up their claim. This is where you and I today, we fall apart. We make all these big claims about our spirituality, but when the time comes to apply, to exercise that spirituality, that commitment to Allah, that is where we fall apart. And that shows that we are not truthful in our words. We're not truthful in our claims. This is what this ultimately comes down to. Are we who we truly are? Are we who we truly say we are or not? That is where this test is. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying is that these are the people who are the believers. They make all these claims, they back it up with action, and hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has declared them as as-sadiqun. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in light of what is going on, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us steadfast on iman. May Allah keep our children steadfast and committed to their faith, and let them not waver in any kind of situation. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the sadiqoon in this dunya and the akhirah. Ameen rabbil alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum warahmatullahi wabarakatuh.
Innal muslimina wal muslimati wal mu'minina wal mu'minati wal qanitina wal qanitati was sadiqina was sadiqati was sabirina was sabirati wal khashi'ina wal khashi'at والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيماً.